This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Among the 6,000 journalists covering Pope Francis's pastoral visit to Brazil is one original Catholic guy. He's Lino Rulli, a producer and current host of The Catholic Guy on the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM Radio, a subscription-based satellite radio service in the U.S. Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett ran into the Emmy Award-winning radio host in Rio de Janeiro, where both reporters are covering the World Youth Day events and Pope Francis's activities. Let's eavesdrop in on their conversation.
Lino Rulli, that's a name and it's a guarantee. Lino Rulli, the star of Catholic radio in the United States of America. I feel you should be interviewing me.
Well, Sean, I can do that. Now, Sean Patrick Lovett, how long have you worked at Vatican Radio?
You don't want to know, Lino Rulli. How long have you been working? How long have you been the Catholic guy?
I've been the Catholic guy since I was baptized at 3 months old, and I'm now 41 years old, so thanks for reminding me of my age. I've been trademarked as the Catholic guy for 7 years in terms of my radio career.
Author of a book called
Sinner.
And soon to be followed by another book called
Saint.
You know I hate that, but we won't go there.
I know you do not like the premise of my upcoming book that I believe I should be canonized right away. However, is the church calling everybody to holiness? Or is the church only calling popes and priests and nuns to holiness, Sean?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Okay.
Or do you really expect me to answer?
You know what? It'll be rhetorical for now. The church is calling everybody to holiness. That means everybody's supposed to be a saint. That means everybody in heaven is a saint. Now, the church isn't going to canonize everybody, but if I'm calling myself a saint, it means I want to call myself holy, which means I want to get to heaven, the goal of every Christian.
Lino Rulli, you're such an inspiration to us all. What are you doing here in Rio?
I am in Rio broadcasting for the Catholic Channel, doing all the coverage of wherever the Pope is and what the Pope is up to and what car chase scenes he may be going into next. And Americans love that kind of thing, so we have to cover all of that, of course. And then, you know, the thing about World Youth Day is there are all of these events all over the place for English language, for Spanish, for Italian, for French, and so on and so forth. So for all the English-speaking groups, we bring the show there to talk to all the kids, or 20 or 30-something, from all over the English-speaking world to give that real taste to our audience back in North America.
Now, your show, how many hours do you do?
2 hours a day.
And it's just you?
Well, if you make me feel more lonely than I need to be, yeah, it's just me. But I've got callers. I've got the audience. You know what I've got? I've got the Holy Spirit with me. So to say it's just me would be incorrect.
Who's calling you?
The audience. We have telephone lines.
Give me an identikit of your audience.
Well.
Who's listening to you?
You know, now you sound like my boss. Now you're making me feel like I have to show what if I'm worth my pay.
I sound like my own boss right now. Never mind. We'll stick with you.
Who's
for
listening?
Now.
What's the audience size? Well, we have people from all over North America. As far as the callers go, we have everyone, little kids call into the show, 7, 8, 10-year-old kids, teenagers, up until, you know, people in their teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And then there's a bit of a cutoff.
And what are they saying?
Well, they talk about pretty much everything and anything, whether it be World Youth Day or things in their life or struggles with their faith or, you know, the thing that people love talking about is Pope Francis. You can't get enough of Pope Francis right now. Wherever you go, people, Catholic not, simply doesn't matter. Everybody loves this Pope Francis. And that's what's so fascinating is that we're constantly talking about what the Pope did today. Not trying to steal thunder from Vatican Radio, but we're constantly talking about what the Pope is up to because there's a fascination in North America now about the Pope that there just simply never has been before this Pope.
Do you love Pope Francis?
I do, but I love him because he's a rule breaker. I love him because he bucks the trends and the norms, and it, I think, teaches us in many ways what it is to be Christian and what it is to be comfortable in your own skin and not to do just because this is the way things have always been done and not to do just because people expect you or want you to do those things, but to do what you really think you're called to do and what you're comfortable doing. And what I've said from almost day one, day two, actually, of his papacy was the guy just reminds me of what a Christian should be. And I think that's why people are so attracted to him as he says things about, hey, how about those poor people? We should help them, right? Hey, how about loving people who feel like they're on the outskirts of our church? Let's reach out to them. Boy, what's not attractive about that?
Now, you've been watching him in Rio. What have you been seeing?
You know, what I see is I don't even understand how he can fly on an international flight. He comes from Rome to Rio, and he's running around this town as if he's got nothing but energy. Ask anybody who's ever taken a flight, right? I mean, I'm 41 years old. I get off the plane, my back hurt, my joints hurt, I want to take a shower. And the guy just has boundless energy. I find that fascinating. That's what I see. Is I just go, well, how come this guy's like the Energizer Bunny of Christians? Everywhere he goes, he's got nothing but energy. And you can tell what he loves the most is not the dignitaries. He loves them as people, sure. He doesn't love the events. He loves the people. And that's what I love seeing. You see it in his eyes. He's talking to some dignitary. He's like, oh, I wish they hadn't voted me in. And then when he's among the poor and when he's around kids and when he's around adults, that's when you see him liven up. That's what I love to see.
Let's talk about those kids. Have you been out there? Have you talked to some of the young pilgrims?
And I have, primarily from the United States, because English is my first language and English is my second language. And I took an English as a secondary language course and failed. So it tells you I need to do a little more studies in this. But when you talk to people, when you talk to teenagers, 20, 30-somethings, you know, in this World Youth Day experience, their excitement first is to say, oh, it's so neat to be around people of my own faith.
Right, that's what they all say.
Because they feel very alone, perhaps, in their own, am I the only Catholic? Am I the only one that believes in God? So they like seeing other people. And then they say, we like this universal understanding of Catholicism. We like the idea that, oh, there's somebody from Kenya, there's somebody from Asia. We all believe in the same God. They like that sort of community as well. And people, and this is all popes, of course, they just want to be near the Pope. I was just talking to some kids standing outside of a gate a couple hours ago. And I said, how long are you going to stand here for? They said, oh, I don't know, 6-7 hours. And what will be the end goal? Well, the Pope will drive by. There's something there that you wouldn't do for any rock star, that you wouldn't do for most celebrities, the chance to see the Vicar of Christ go by. And the other thing about World Youth Day is, I don't know what's going on, maybe it's sleep deprivation. They don't complain. They don't bathe regularly, they don't get a whole lot of sleep, but they don't complain about it. So somebody drilled into their head that this is a pilgrimage, not a vacation, and don't plan on eating well either.
They get rained out, as we have been for the past few days.
And it seems like only us adults are complaining. Ask a journalist how they feel about it. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm losing my mind. It's raining. Da, 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 da. Ask a kid at World Youth Day. What about the rain? What about the rain? Well, it's no fun, right? Well, I don't know. It's just raining out.
Now, there are over 6,000 journalists out there. Now, we understand why the Pope's here. We understand why the kids are here. What are these 6,000 journalists after? What's the story?
I mean, I think the story is, first of all, this Pope that has gotten the attention of the world is the story. What? And then the second part, I think, part of the story is, when is the honeymoon over? I think people are looking for that. When will he say something controversial? Will he say something? Can somebody trap him into saying something controversial? Can somebody interview him at all? When will he slip up? When will he do something? That's, I think, the secondary part of this story that many journalists are looking for. Is that conflict? Is that problem? Is that, when will he get to his real agenda? Oh, he's been the nice Pope for 4 months, but when is he really going to start being controversial? I hope the honeymoon never ends.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Lino Rulli, the Catholic Guy.
Thank you, Sean.